At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Got up here at 4:30. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories, we have the most stressed out cities and the most obese states. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, wishing
you know,
my buddy...
Salsa was getting some love Saturday at the party.
Oh, yeah? Fantastic.
Some people recognized the bartender was actually on the radio, and they were like, I never heard the show, but I love your salsa. And I said, half thank you.
Yeah. Well, you made it. I mean, I heard the when you first went up there and you were like stomping all the tomatoes with your bare feet.
Yeah, Mike and I were up there. That's right. Again, one of the best smelling facilities I've ever been to.
I know, that's all I hear about.
Just fresh salsa.
Because it's just they're just cutting up fresh vegetables in there.
Yeah,
but seriously, that salsa is great. If you, wherever you can find it, go get it.
I know for a fact they've got a market time on Fremont Avenue in Fremont. Also, the name of the grocery store. Help me, guys, West Seattle that has the sausage, both our beers and the salsa. Is it a
grocery outlet?
It's a grocery store, but we don't have one near
no,
me.
No, what is the name? I know exactly where you're talking about, and I can't think. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, I'll think of it before the end of this. Oh, wishing my buddy
IGA?
No. Is it a Thriftway? I think it's the Thriftway. West Seattle Thriftway, does that sound
that
right?
That might be it.
Okay. Well, if not, don't say I said it. Don't blame me. Wishing my buddy Zach Attagas a happy 26th trip around the sun. You are the world's okayest truck driver. Can he get your penis is too small? Coach Ted with a pep talk on driving a beer truck and the guys arguing over each other about how they're always right. Thanks, guys. That from Griff Juice.
All right, some advice for driving a beer truck. Look, I know you've been doing it for years, and you've heard them all. Miles Montgomery can't help himself. The next time somebody says, I'll take a couple cases off your hand, you go, nice joke, jackass. You know how many effing times I hear that a day? Probably don't say that. You want to get fired for your job. But listen, people can't help themselves. They've got to say it. Stay strong.
Always right. Always very right, man.
I don't know.
I know for a fact.
I'm pretty sure I'm never right.
Unless I'm by myself.
I don't know nothing about Campbell's.
I want to have dinner. Yeah.
Probably what are you looking at, dude?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Jesus.
I'll stop there. Happy birthday to my best friend, it says. Today is my best friend's 33rd trip around the sun. He got me into the men's room years ago. You guys were epic. It annoys the hell out of me, but I would love to get a full fish sandwich. I guess that means of the singing variety. Coach Ted reminding us that there is enough time in the day to keep drinking. And because I know we will have a beer in hand when we hear this, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. Happy birthday, Devin. I love you, bro. Down the hole of Bajolas and keep on rocking, guys. That from Stevie.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
All right, there's 24 hours in a day, and on Saturday, you could use all 24 of those hours. Can you stay up that long? I don't know. But think about it this way. Also, condense it down into time. So maybe you had to work today. If you were going to drink for 4 hours, just squeeze it into two. And I promise, nothing will go wrong.
Batolas, it's my loving mother, Laurie's 40 plus a few years birthday. How about the dirty Germans talking about working in a deli? Thanks, guys. That from Emmett, the equipment mechanic.
Yeah, so you're someone who understands everything about the meat. Yeah, me personally, I don't mind an open-faced roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. The only thing I like more is that making the meat sandwiches is shaving it slowly and seductively.
Yeah.
Thin ham.
I've never been turned on watching a man shave ham until Ted did it.
Whatever happened to chipped ham? Did that just go away?
Nah, you just go back to the East Coast, go to the South. Right. Yeah.
Okay, you gotta be one of those old guys. You got the chipped ham?
Yeah, seriously.
We can't eat head. I don't have my chipped ham.
It's been years since I've had chipped ham.
I don't like. Well, I grew up on chipped beef, but I'm with Thrill. I don't know that I really noticed it out here.
No,
I think it's like a Pennsylvania weird thing.
Okay,
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff.
Because they used to do chip ham, like, on a shingle. Like, you do the...
Yeah.
Because they do the
chip ham on a shingle. You know, aren't we proper?
Cream chip beef is what we used to eat.
Right. Sorry, sir. We call it S.
You can do it 100 different ways, but that was one of them. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers.
Thank you, Marvin. Let's get a contestant on the line now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, as we get a contestant, a couple extras. This one, actually, very cool. It says, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
The bartender from the Polar Bear in the Arctic Club. I hope you enjoyed the Andes Mints that I sent you. However,
we did.
I have a better option for you this time around. These Konofetto have been so addictive, our entire crew lives on them behind the bar. And now you must share our addiction. I did make a donation of $100 to Mary's Place in your name for Kicks for Kids. Kicks for Kids. Thank you guys for supporting the group. They do amazing work. Keep up the great work. That from Mike. Mike, I hate you. I hate you for sending those things in, man.
I said it today. I was like, God damn, these things are good.
I've had one today.
Yeah, one today. I had like seven on Friday.
Yeah, you were
like
in
the
there.
The thing showed up, and I'm just like, oh, no, man. I had one on Friday,
and I've had three today.
You've had three? I've only had one today.
I looked up a serving as three, so I said, screw it.
Oh, is that a serving?
Yeah. Serving is okay. Three.
Then yep. I need two more. I haven't even had a full serving.
Rapper says you need two more.
Hey, look, I don't make the rules. I just abide by them.
All right.
Rule follower.
And this is very cool. Hey, Men's Room team. We have cooked up something special in your honor, and we think you're going to love it. Introducing the Manly Dog.
Manly Dog.
Crafted with Uli's famous Men's Room IPA sausage, slathered in cream cheese, topped with caramelized onions, and drizzled with a bold IPA mustard. All nestled in a warm, chewy pretzel bun, served with a side of crispy fries and a frozen pint of Men's Room Black Raven IPA. Satisfying and unapologetically manly, just like the show. Come try it for yourself or let your listeners know where to find it. We love to serve up this tribute to our favorite radio crew. Cheers, guys. That from the Maynard's team. Chef Maynard Melland and John and Bethany at Maynard's Restaurant in Silverdale, Washington.
Nice, thank you guys.
They have a great. Get this, but I mean, look at their menu.
Yeah, look at the menu. Look at the pictures.
Look at their food.
It looks solid, man.
They do steaks in there. I mean, they do lobsters.
I emailed them back and said it sounds delicious, and one of them sent me a picture. It looked really good.
So you got a pick of this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, look out!
Already ate five.
Yeah, exactly.
That's serving as three.
I've been eating a lot in the office behind your back.
Subject: thrill. And volleyball. For sure, Steve, encourage your son if he's enjoying volleyball. My wife's cousin got a full ride to UCLA.
Dang.
Then played in Colorado while she finished her master's. Then she got drafted by a team in France to play professionally.
Huh.
It's a whole crazy world. We had no idea existed after college. Ciao, guys. That from Tony.
Yeah, actually, we talked about it this morning. It's my favorite sport to play. Those were his words.
Really?
Yeah, he even texted me later. And he's played soccer, and then basketball, all the stuff, right? But he goes, oh, dude, yeah, volleyball, my absolute favorite. Okay. Like, good. Get that full ride to
did UCLA. Did we just lose our contestant?
We did. Right. We did.
It's one of those days. Time for Low Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Your categories this week: we have the 10 most obese states in America, and we have for you the most least chill cities. In other words, the most stressed out towns in the United States. So we got stressed out cities and obese states, and you guys are playing amongst yourselves. What's your pick there on your guess is as good as mine?
You think obese states, Ted? I mean, obviously we're going to pick on the SEC, and there'll probably be a few outliers.
Let's try stress.
You know, try stress out cities?
Stretch out cities.
All right. Okay.
Now, you took out all the tiny ones, right? So these are going to be big cities that are stressed.
Well, I mean, for the most part. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll steer you guys toward the state, and that way you can see if you can just guess the city if we get down to that point. If we get to that point where we need that, we'll do that. So, yeah. They say stress. It's everywhere. At work, at home, on the way to work from home, in your checkbook, at the doctor's office, on and on and on and on. But denizens, they call them, of some American cities are distinctly more likely to take a Hakuna Matata kind of attitude toward whatever comes their way than, say, the wrung-out people of certain cities. So the people at WalletHub.com who do this, they took a look at the stress levels of 182 U.S. cities through the lens of four metrics. That would be work stress, which includes unemployment and commute times.
All right.
Financial stress, poverty, median household income, family stress based on divorce rate, child care, and health and safety stress. Share of adults in fair or poor health, suicide rates, to see how things shook out. So we have for you the 10 most stressed out cities in the United States of America. You guys want to take a crack here at guest number one?
I guess my old hometown of Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. Damn. Baltimore, Maryland is the third most stressed out city. They say 58% of the citizens of Baltimore are stressed out.
Yeah, well, you brought up some things. You said, like, family and child care. I know that's a huge issue there. You brought up the work and the commute. Maybe not the worst, but the thing, you said poverty.
Yes,
so, but Baltimore's broke, and that's not news to anybody. It has some of the highest property taxes in the country. I mean, it doesn't work, right? So,
is that because it's its own city?
Because it's its own city, right? It's not, you know, Seattle is part of King County. Miami is part of Dade County. On and on it goes. Baltimore's the biggest city. That's just what they call an independent city. Like Baltimore, yeah.
So
St.
the school
Louis,
systems, all those things.
Oh, you got to foot the bill somehow.
The roads.
Oh, and yeah. Nobody really has a job. So the money comes from exceptionally, extremely high property taxes. And what's crazy is very few people in Baltimore City have any real property. Right?
Well,
you live in a row home and then you might have a parking pad. That's your entire property. It is a nothing. It's like, I don't know, spending thousands of dollars a year on a parking space.
Okay, you're one for one, Baltimore, Maryland.
How about Baton Rouge?
Too small of a city. But you know what? I mean, I think you're in the right
state. New Orleans.
New Orleans is number 10. Yeah, so don't think like, you know, Olympia size or anything like that. Go a little bit.
You know what? You're right. I just picked it because it's always all the worst.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I was like, you absolutely are not wrong.
No. It's terrible.
New Orleans, again, poverty. Nobody works.
So half the population is stressed. But honest to God, if you were to go there, you would never know it from any of your servers, any of the people in the entertainment, or I'm sorry, I guess travel world or tourism world. They're all in good spirits.
They put on a good face, for sure.
They really do.
But yeah, you're not going to visit the parts, right? You're not going to visit the parts where it's bad, man. Just, I lived there for a year, and I don't know why I would think this. Obviously, there's more to any city than what you hear. There's more to Seattle than just rain and Microsoft, right? But so I'm going to New Orleans. I'm like, oh, dude, funerals in the street, it'll be great. It's not. Basically, if you weren't in kind of the safe areas, quote unquote, man, it got real bad real quick.
So if you're in a ward.
Yeah, like bad. I was like, good Lord, man.
What do you guys think about it? Is New Orleans the only city in the United States that has wards?
Houston used to. I don't know if they do now.
Milwaukee did too.
They have wards as well.
I want to say, yeah, like it was like Ward 5.
So
six.
A ward is what? Just a neighborhood kind
of? It's just a different way of cutting up the city. Some are wards, some are districts.
Okay.
Right. Like Louisiana is the only place with parishes, which is just a county. So you'll be so and so parish. It's the same as a county.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Guys are two for two. New Orleans, Louisiana, number 10, and Baltimore, number 3. There's eight remaining. No strikes against you.
Detroit.
About to say, what do you guys think about Detroit? Maybe Cleveland,
too. I think
they're
the number one most stressed out city in the United States. 6 out of 10 people there are stressed out at all times.
I can believe that.
What do you guys think about, like, Cleveland?
I was thinking Cleveland.
Right,
like Cleveland, Buffalo.
I've been there a couple times. Nice folks there, but you can tell there's not a whole lot going on out there, and that might stress people out.
And technically, if you're to look at this whole map, Toledo would be worse, but it's a smaller town. Akron, Ohio would be worse as well, but Cleveland is number 2.
Bam.
Oh, damn.
So you guys got the top 3. Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, and number 10,
should we stick with the AFC North or leave the division?
I know. I'm really just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, get out of the AFC North.
Okay.
I was like, just Pittsburgh's on up and up. You know.
So
Cincinnati.
Right now we've got two cities in Texas.
Ooh. Austin?
No. Probably San Antonio.
San Antonio's number 9.
Oh, good call.
Half the residents in San Antonio. I know nothing about San Antonio. The people that I've known that go there have gone there, have had a good time. They said the food's good. There's a river walk that kind of stinks every once in a while, depending. It's hotter than God.
I got a buddy that lives there, and I guess the way to put it is he likes it, but he would say it's just not for everyone. I think that's probably the best way to put that.
You guys are halfway to home with Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Well, there are five remaining.
We got one more Texas one. You guys think either Dallas or Houston?
I would go Houston over Dallas. Is it like Dallas has more money?
I don't know, though. Let's do it. Let's
Houston.
Houston.
Number seven.
All right.
You've completed the Texas depressed areas. Okay, there are four cities
Houston's
remaining.
Ugly.
Now, look, one of these cities is not the biggest in the world. They do have one professional sports team.
Oklahoma City.
They are known for
Columbus.
Their crime rate. They are known for barbecue. Matter of fact, two of the remaining four cities known for their barbecue.
Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee is number four on the list. About 6 in 10 people there, miserable.
Yeah. Everyone I've met from Memphis are like, look, a storied history, by the way to put it. Lots of historical things. I'm from Memphis. Did their whole life. I hate it.
There's what I've heard about Memphis is go to Beale Street.
And then,
leave Memphis.
Yeah.
There's another very historically significant city on the list.
Like Boston?
Boston, Philly. Historically significant.
Historically significant.
I mean, is it D.C.?
It is not Washington, D.C.
Philly.
Philadelphia.
All right, yeah.
Number five. Man, I have not spent much time in Philly in my adult life. I did when I was in my late teens, early 20s, because I had a buddy from that Cherry Hill, Morristown area. But, man, I never had a bad time in Philadelphia, ever.
Because you don't live there.
I probably so.
I mean, honestly, like, the few times I go to Philly, right, because I have some of my in-laws that live there, and, like, I end up having a good time, but I know for a fact I would not want to live there.
Food's good.
Kind of like being an uncle. Like,
I mean, the food's really
fun
good.
With the kids. It is. But yeah, you get to leave exactly them there. Right.
The food's got a mixture of the German influence from Pennsylvania. It's got a mixture of the New Jersey influence and the Maryland influence.
Okay.
So you get the seafood, you get the Jersey hard rolls, you get the tomatoes, you get the German potato salad and all that crap from the Amish folk. So, like, it really is kind of a good melting pot on food.
All right,
there's one city. Two. There are two. One's a barbecue town. One's a town that's not really known for anything.
Is there one in a Carolina that we're missing? Like Raleigh or Charlotte?
No. Actually, North Carolina does real well.
I kind of figured that they did.
North Carolina and South Carolina are probably the two hot spots on the East Coast right now.
I'm a thrill. KC?
Not Kansas City.
Not KC.
Damn.
Now, you know this place. You know this city. You've been there, Ted. I think you're the only one in the room that's been there.
Known for its barbecue. Where have you been that is known for its barbecue?
Well, they have a good barbecue scene.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're done with Texas.
Mm-hmm. Are we done with Tennessee, Miles?
We are done with Tennessee.
We're done with Tennessee.
We are done with Tennessee. One is kind of like just vanilla. I mean, vanilla.
Like Salt Lake City vanilla?
Like Salt Lake City vanilla, but, you know, not Salt Lake City.
Is there like a Vermont or New Hampshire city that's...
No, this is a bigger city. They got two sports teams.
They got two pro sports teams. And they're vanilla.
And vanilla.
Just plain as hell.
This is Bob and Tom Show.
Indianapolis.
All right.
Indianapolis might be more vanilla. Number eight. What they're known for... Their shrimp cocktail.
Yep.
All right.
Indianapolis, Indiana, known for their shrimp cocktail. Again, that's it.
What do they do differently than everybody else's?
It's a cocktail sauce.
And the shrimp cannot be fresh. When the steakhouse had the shrimp cocktail, it was so long ago that it was like a big deal that they had it.
Yeah, St. Elmo's. Oh, steakhouse.
And we're missing one more. Still the barbecue spot.
It's a barbecue spot. And you've been there. All right, they're also known for toasted raviolis and
St. Louis pizza.
Yeah, you're right.
Top 10 most depressed cities in the United States goes something like this. In 10th place, New Orleans, followed by San Antonio at 9. 8 is Indy, Houston 7, St. Louis 6, 5 is Philly, 4 Memphis, Baltimore 3, Cleveland 2. The number one most depressed city is an up-and-comer, believe it or not. As far as what people say, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah, well, when you're at the bottom, you're up and coming.
You got one way.
They've been up and coming for a while.
Yeah. Keep trying.
It's constant.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room. All right, coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Doctors are now starting to hand out social prescriptions. And basically, go outside, hang out with people, go socialize, go do an activity.
Get off your ass.
We've come full circle.
Okay.
They're not pushing pills anymore. They're pushing sunlight.
natural things.
Human interaction.
I mean, go to a therapist. I think a lot of them will tell you that, too.
Like, absolutely.
Take a walk.
Right.
Chill out.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
Go smell the roses. Get outside. Go outside!
And now the doctors are recommending that. Okay.
Right.
Hey, the problem is, get off your ass. Right. There you go. I wonder how much that costs.
I feel down. Maybe go exercise.
Something.
Yeah. I've been sitting on the couch for 6 days straight. Go for a walk.
Right.
See if that doesn't just work a little bit.
Yeah, or like some of those shows, right, where like people never leave the house and they're massively obese. Like, those shows never start with, I'm in a great spot in life.
Hey, right. That's why you're here. A new study found that some people prefer a harsh boss.
All right.
I can understand that just because a harsh boss, I guess, could be seen as somebody who is in charge, who is in control, who knows what it is that they're doing. You know what you need to do. You know, there's no gray area on what your task is at work every day. And
you will get it done.
Right. I show up to work, put in my 8 hours, and then when I'm done, I leave and I go home.
I think it's fine. Like, when I was a cook, it didn't bother me. Well, you know, 95% of chefs are douchebags anyway by their nature, and they need to be because they're singularly focused, but they don't bother you because it's a very specific thing that you're doing.
Right.
And it needs to be done a certain way in a certain amount of time. Radio, like, I don't want to hear you crazy. You're not doing this. Like, I know the chef can cook, but I don't know what your ability is. Why am I listening to you?
Right.
Doesn't mean I won't listen, but, like, if I disagree with the idea, I very staunchly maintain my position.
Well, and you know, now there's getting to be a split where some people do want this, but others they don't want their boss to be friendly. They don't want their boss to be a friend. Like, I want you to leave me. I want you to tell me what it is that I need to do, and then go away.
You know what? Honestly, if you're just competent, then I don't really care about your attitude.
Yeah.
And if we can at least trust the words coming out of your mouth, like, you can be nice, you can be mean. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I believe that you understand what the hell is going on and what my task is.
Right.
I think Thurl is right though. I think it depends on the environment. Like kitchens or like
you work in a
store. Like when I worked at a liquor store or a bar, like you got to be very direct and just get stuff done.
And you're dealing with the public directly. So I think your boss is good on you. Like be clear, get on point. Let's do it now.
I mean, I think it's a lot with coaching too, right? Like there is the Urban Meyers of the world, right? But like you don't have to coach like that.
No.
You know what I mean? Some coaches are going to be the kind of guy that's screaming and yelling. You know, Morgan Wooten, who I talk about all the time, won this basketball coach of all time. You're never going to hear him yell, right? He got his point across. So I think it's just different.
Yeah. When you look at Andy Reid.
Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. Right.
No nonsense. Do the job.
Zero nonsense.
Do the job. Get off the line.
And I think you've seen there's some guys that are like, I love playing for him. And some guys are like, when my speed.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And then you got Pete Carroll, who's over there. He's just waiting for his opportunity to get out on the field.
See, I think he'd be a coach you'd want to play for.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he just seems that energy.
It'd be fun. A new experiment has been conducted that found that spreading yogurt on your windows could help keep your home cool.
Yeah, it could. You spread anything on your windows, it'd probably help keep your...
Who thought of this?
Somebody who ran out of anything else to... Somebody who hates yogurt... And wanted to cool this house down.
See that, you know.
But who are you telling this? Who is actually going to smear yogurt on their windows?
Right. Because now I got to clean the damn windows off come the fall.
Right.
Because now I got rotten milk all over my doggone windows.
You'd think that would smell and be horrible.
And you know, we all the time complain about the money that goes into a lot of these different studies that we don't need.
Mm-hmm.
However, this one, it's like, who gave somebody money? It's like, start smearing stuff on windows and find what works. We need to combat global warming.
Like, anything. If you're giving sunlight out of your home, it's going to naturally... So it could be next week, it'll be take your dog's poop, smear it on the window. If you're going to survive the smell... Yeah, if you cover your freaking window, why yogurt specifically?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to up the sale of yogurt.
The fat content helps, you know, insulate. I don't freaking know, dude. New research shows that Monday anxiety can leave a biological mark that lasts for months.
Damn.
They say, I read a thing today that said... When you retire, you still hate Monday.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, when I retire, I'm not even going to know it's Monday.
I don't know anyone
who's
retired
the grocery store.
That knows the day of the week instantly.
Right.
Like, as soon as my parents retired, you know, I'm talking to my mother or something, and she's like, so we're doing that Wednesday. I'm like, you're doing that tomorrow? She's like, oh, crap, is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Like, yeah. No idea what day of the week it is. It means nothing. They're like, honestly, you don't care when you retire. You don't have kids going to school. Mm-hmm. We're not going to work. They're like, it doesn't matter. If you say it's Saturday, they're like, that's no different than Tuesday.
Every day is summer vacation.
That is it.
It no longer matters. Chinese scientists have developed cyborg bees that can be controlled like drones.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That is a fantastic idea.
Awesome. That's not terrifying.
Wouldn't be kind of fun if your buddy's having a cookout.
send them.
Yeah. Why can't they do like cyborg ladybugs? You know, something that nobody cares about. A cyborg butterfly. Why you gotta be bees, man?
Bees are more military.
I mean, they are. Bees do just fine on their own.
It's just they're tough.
Do you think that bees will see these bee drones and perceive it as like the way we see the Terminator?
Ooh, maybe.
Like, oh, my God.
I'm looking for John Connor.
Looking for your queen.
With the rising temperatures, experts want to remind people that, yes, your pets can get sunburned, too.
Come on. Jesus Christ. If you didn't know that, don't have a pet.
How would you know, though? It's not like he's going to be like, hey, I'm sunburned.
Their stomachs.
Well, theory, why... what's he get? How many rubs is he getting?
Well, no. Like my dog, dude, he'll go out in the backyard. And he'll just lay broadside, and then if we don't go and flip him over, he'll get a little uneven.
You actually have to flip your dog.
Oh,
over.
Yeah,
come on. I think that's on your dog. No offense, but full offense. He sounds a little dumb.
Yeah, he's a moron.
Doesn't he know? Like Saturday, I was out in the sun. Then after about 15 minutes, I went, I need to put on lotion.
Well, okay. Yeah, he's got the brain of a child. So he's smart for what he is. However, it's like...
For a dog.
Right. Kids don't know that they're sunburned until they get home and all of a sudden it's starting to sting. And even then, have to tell them it's because of the sun and your stupid ass didn't put any doggone lotion on. The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Nuance.
Nuance.
Nuance. Mm. Right. Something that we're nothing short of these days.
Is there any formula that they use for the word of the day? Or do you think they just open the dictionary, open our eyes and go, okay, that's the word?
That might be it.
I mean, honestly.
Throw a dart.
Yeah. It never seems relevant to anything. It's not a bad thing. It's just never relevant.
It's going to be a random K word today.
Oh, maybe that's how they do it.
Yeah, right.
They find the K word.
And then they just start spinning the wheel. Hungary's oldest library is being overrun, not by bookworms, but beetles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They eat the books,
They're
though?
Eating the books.
They are.
Paul McCartney, I thought you were vegan.
Doggone it. A new study suggests that low sexual activity, body shape, and mood can all combine in ways that shorten lives.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Happier people live longer.
It seems to be that way.
Active people live longer. Not stressed people live longer. Right. What do you know? Someone stole more than $100,000 worth of Pokemon cards from a shop in Massachusetts.
Wow.
How many cards is that? Or did they go after specific rare ones?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a thing.
One had a lot of hot cards. I'm not lying to you, boys. I'm amazed that they're still worth this much. When I was a kid, yeah, they were expensive because they were kind of the hot ticket item. And I understand that Pokemon still has a spot in our society. I am amazed it is still so prolific these days.
It is. I mean, could you hear about these thefts all the time?
Right.
You know, not the cash register, nothing, no other merchandise, just the Pokemon cards.
Right. Does anybody here know what a contronym is?
Contronym.
A contronym.
A word that you mean something different than the word you're actually saying, kind of thing.
So a contronym is something that can actually mean two things that are opposite of each other.
Like jumbo shrimp.
I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10. 10 or more contronyms and skunk terms that make a mockery of the English language. Given the opportunity to make a mockery of anything, you godless heathens love a challenge, so why the hell not the English language? Why, there's already cattywampus, bumfuzzle, flibbertigibbet, or the word I just made up on the spot, spitch. You know that spot on your back where no matter how hard you try, you can't reach it to scratch that incessant itch? Yep, it's a spitch. You just do what everyone else does and combine two words and come up with a new one. Spine and itch. It's a spitch. And so are you.
That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
A spitch. All right. Thank you, VD. You told me about that one earlier.
Uh-huh,
yeah. So here are some contronyms, and here's how this is going to work. So they start with the word bound. So the word bound can simultaneously mean...
I'm headed somewhere, or I am trapped somewhere.
Exactly. You are tied.
Homeward bound.
You're fastened. You're secured with a band or a bond. You're bound, or, like you said, I am homeward bound. So you're either trapped, or you are headed for a destination. Here you go. Contronyms. We're going to have some fun with this one.
Okay.
The word pitted.
So against each other, and then something in fruit.
Actually, it's all about the fruit on this one, Miles. So
So
saying that a fruit is pitted can actually mean two different things.
It has pits.
Like a cherry.
Or I have
peach.
Removed the pits.
Correct.
Aha. So why don't we just say pit-free?
Because we just have a one word for it, Ted. We don't need to make it two.
Why you gotta come up with another word?
Spitch.
It's a spitch. Contronyms that you've been using without even realizing it. The word original.
All right, it could be the first.
Or belonging to the beginning of something, or a new, fresh, and it's inventive. So it's either the first to do something, or it's completely brand new.
Well, okay. Still, if it's the first, it's going to be the first.
Yeah. You're right.
It's either the first idea, or it's an idea that's never been thought of before.
Which is the first.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's still
that one doesn't work.
Right.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Doggone it. The word fine. This one I did.
Oh, yeah. If your wife says it, it's not good.
That's exactly right. That doesn't mean it at all.
Yeah.
Actually, you think that you go to a restaurant, you have fine dining, correct? Also, your food can be fine.
Yeah.
That's simultaneously meaning completely all right. different thing. You can either have the finest. This is fine dining. This is upscale. This is good. Or it's fine.
You know, I'm going to start describing things. We're having a little dinner party. Make sure you dress to the nines because we're doing some fine dining.
Fine dining.
That's also, it could be a compliment dining. To a chick. Like, she's fine.
She's fine.
Fine. Oh, she's fine.
Foin. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Like, she might like fine. She's fine.
Or dinner, like, she's fine.
Yeah, I'd hit it. She's fine. Too aggressive?
No, not at all, Ted. Contronyms that we've been using without even realizing it. Backup.
Backup?
The word backup.
So either physically to back up or somebody's got your back.
Correct.
Your backup.
You are either backing up somebody or you are retreating.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like car 54 needs some backup.
Yeah. Car 54 needs to back up.
Okay. Right.
Or car 54, you need to back up. You're on my foot.
Get out there, man. Weather. The term weather.
Ooh. So it could be like weather outside or this or that, whether you want to or not.
Well, they're spelled differently.
That's a different spelling there, Ted.
Damn
it. I see where you're going, not bad.
So which spelling? The forecast or the either or?
So I'm going to say weather is either what's going on outside or like something deteriorating. Like a weathered look.
You know?
She looks weathered.
Okay. So you all expose it to
she
the weather.
Looks weathered.
It's been
She's
weathered.
Fine.
Right. You're exactly right. It's been
just weathered. A little weathered.
Or to endure. You weather the storm.
Okay. There you
so
go.
You're either like toughing out through it or it's just completely taking you.
All right.
Either way, it means the same. It's the same word there. Contronyms, words that mean the same thing, but actually different things. Sanction. Can mean to either authorize, approve, or allow, or to penalize.
Yep, good point.
So either, that's good to go, or that was wrong.
Either way, you've been sanctioned.
That's right, you were sanctioned.
Okay.
Sanctioned. The term overlook.
So to either not notice something.
Correct.
Or to absolutely take in something.
To look after, oversee, or supervise. That's right. You're going to overlook it or completely fail to notice it.
I'm going to start just killing the bosses with these. Now, when you said that I overlooked this thing, but did you mean I ignored it or that I paid great attention to detail?
You mean that I looked it over or...
Every time, right.
Or did I miss it? I want to know if I'm in trouble here.
You're speaking in contronyms, so I don't know what you mean.
It's composed 70% of your skin. It's dust.
The word is dust?
The word's dust, and it's actually a contronym because it can either mean...
Because when you dust, you're removing dust.
Correct.
Right.
But so dust itself is what you're removing.
Right.
But no, more accurately, Miles, if you're like, say you're decorating a cake or something like that, you are dusting it.
Oh, you can dust it with.
Oh.
All right.
So you're either putting small particles on or you're taking small particles off.
Okay.
You're dusting. Contronyms. The word cleave. Well, this one was a little bit confusing to me. So it can either mean to split or separate, or it can mean to adhere closely to. So the examples that they give you, Owen swung the axe down hard in order to cleave. Or baby animals cleave to their mother in the water until they are strong enough to swim on their own.
All right.
There you go. Which I don't know that I've heard it in that context.
I have not.
Yeah, neither have I on that one. And then, hang on. I actually ran right by here, so now I have to find a new one.
Did you overlook it?
I did overlook it. I don't feel good about it.
You should have cleaved onto it.
I should have. I really should have. There you go. You know what? I'll leave you with this one. This last contronym that you didn't know that you were using, and it's rather dangerous. The word inflammable. Oh, wait. No. This one. Ejaculate.
Yes. I like that you screamed it. There's the ejaculate I know.
That's right. So it actually says here, you absolute pervs made this word all about semen. However, it originally meant to exclaim.
Really?
It did. It comes from a word
that's
meaning
exclaim.
That's
what I'm doing.
You're exclaiming.
I ejaculate from the mountaintops.
Wow. That's great. Who's going to teach you?
He got to the mountaintop.
And he ejaculated.
He ejaculated the great phrase. Oh, heavens. A man in France managed to escape out of prison, Miles.
What did he do?
I'll tell you how he did it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 40-year-old Jeffrey LaForge of South Pasadena, Florida. Jeffrey is currently behind bars on felony charges for a pair of shoplifting heists at a local Walmart. Now, sure, he stole a pint of Reese's peanut butter ice cream. Can't blame the guy for that. But it was the other stuff that he stole that earned him the shot of the day offer. So in addition to Reese's ice cream, he was also busted with one Love Honey Mon Ami G-Spot and clitoral suction vibrator, one vibrating pocket wand for her, one Hello Cake flavored lube, one Hello Cake tush toy, one Hello Cake oral stroker, one plus one private pleasure vibrator, one dual vibrating massager, one plus one mega massager, one plus one vibrating soft touch wand, the Hello Cake stroker double-sided male sex toy, one vibrating bullet soft touch massager, and again, one pint of Reese's peanut butter ice cream.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a great night.
That is, they said, we don't know if he's trying to resell them. We do not know if it is for personal use. But the point is, he pulled them all out of the packaging to take them out of there. So they will be destroyed.
Damn.
Feels like that would have been personal use.
Look, they said, we're not sure. But if he's trying to resell, then you probably want the stuff in the packaging since no one's going to trust that you didn't use it. Either way, that's why I got busted. Not a great look. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.